Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Real as Yates podcast. We are your hosts, Paige Yates
and Taylor Yates.
And in this podcast, we share with you everything we know about real estate, Greater Boston, and life. And in case you're wondering, yes, we are in fact related. We are a top producing mother-son real estate agent team where we lead, surprise, the Yates team.
How you doing, Mom?
Good, thanks. I'm excited to say I just am getting back from a little trip to Disney World.
Oh, how was it?
It was great. I went with your brother and his kids and his wife. And what can you say about Disney World? It is truly the greatest place on earth. Like they do.
The most magical place on earth, you might say.
Yeah, magical. It's still great. I mean, it doesn't matter how old or young you are. You just are like, this is just amazing. I mean, it's a little bit of overstimulus because everywhere you look, there's something going on. But
yeah. It's hot. You got to walk all day.
It's hot. But, you know, it's great. And the kids love all the characters and all the princesses. Mm-hmm. And I would just say I hadn't been for probably 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really fun to go back.
Got it. Awesome. Who's my niece's favorite princess?
I don't know about the princess yet. She's really into the Minnie Mouse, like whole thing. There's so many princesses, like Elsa, so many Frozen at different places. So it's hard to know, but I'd say Minnie was intriguing.
Yeah. It's funny. My daughter is going through a Minnie Mouse phase and I don't, because she went into princesses first.
Yes.
Right. And I don't know if it was because, I don't know, like maybe we forgot to introduce her to Minnie at some point and maybe this is who she loved all along.
Yeah.
But they, yeah, she's like really into Minnie. She has a little Minnie toy that she carries with her everywhere. She loves showing people Minnie. She loves changing Minnie's outfit. I don't know. It's just timeless, I guess.
I guess that mouse was the right choice many, many years ago by Walt Disney.
Yeah.
Who knew that a mouse would be so famous?
I know, right? Well, you know, he came off of copyright.
Oh, it did.
Maybe it was last year.
Yeah.
But so now anybody can make a Mickey Mouse thing.
That's too bad.
Well, we'll see.
Nobody will do as good a job as Walt Disney.
No, exactly. So
the iconic Minnie Mouse.
Well, in fairness, by the way, Disney made a lot of money off of like basically reimagining other people's works. And like that was good, right? Like the reason that we have things like basically all like the Disney classics is because the stories they were based on came off of copyright.
Oh.
You know?
There you go. So,
all right. Well, anyways, we're going to talk a little bit more about fixer-uppers this week and more about what's worth doing yourself. And so maybe I'll talk about this. One question we have is, what are some common home improvement tasks that homeowners can confidently tackle themselves? And which ones are best left to licensed professionals? I'll give you a couple of thoughts on this. So number one, there is some stuff where like you got to let a licensed professional do it or your insurance becomes a problem, right? Like if you do like unlicensed or unpermitted electrical work, and then your house burns down, like...
Tough to get an insurance claim.
They'll be like, oh, well, you know, you didn't plug this thing into that thing.
And or you didn't pull a permit.
Or you didn't pull a permit, right? Anything where it's like significant enough work where your insurance company says you have to get a licensed professional or the building department says you got to pull a permit. Like, honestly, that's probably the way to go. I think I talked before about how... if you can't learn in 15 minutes on YouTube, then probably best left to a licensed professional. There's a lot of stuff you can do, right? So painting, like most people can figure that out. I'm not saying they'll do it well. I hire a guy to do all my painting because he's just so good.
Yeah.
To just like a lot of maintenance work. Like I did a professional cleaning job of all my tile in my bathroom. I got like the special tile cleaner and got the power buffer and powered out the stains. Yeah.
I think power washing, too, people can do themselves. You know, sometimes people do decks or sometimes the roof or the front of the house. That can be done.
Man, that gets to our next question of, like, how do DIY renovations impact a home's resale value? If there are these things like power washing where it just really levels up the look of your house and you can do it yourself, the ROI is crazy. I power washed my white picket fence, which just over the summer always gets dirty. It gets pollen. When the lawnmower goes by, it throws a bunch of like grass clippings at it. And before it got cold this fall, I borrowed my friend's power washer and just went to town on this thing. And what's funny is it's so addicting. So you start where you're like, okay, every section of fence can be ranked on a scale of like 1 to 10. Like 1 is filthy dirty and then 10 is perfectly spotless, right? And so, you know, I'm like, oh, there's a lot of fence. Maybe I'll just do the stuff that's like a, you know, like a 1 to a 4. Like I'll just get those segments. And the ones that are like 5 to like a 7 or 5 to an 8, they're just fine. But the power washer is so effective that it takes those 1s and it turns them into 10s. And then suddenly the 5s and the 6s look pretty bad.
Yeah.
So you just end up doing the whole thing, which I'm not complaining about. It was a lot of fun. And my fence looks great.
And I would say to people that are doing fixer uppers, I think there's kind of structural and professional work that needs to be done.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would say that there's a lot of items that fall into household maintenance.
Yeah.
That an individual can do that will make the house showcase better if they decide to sell it. And it doesn't need a whole bathroom refix or the fence doesn't need to be painted. It really needs to be maintained. And that's something that's very different. I think of DIY projects as people gutting their kitchen and building cabinetry and doing it themselves.
Yeah.
I think unless you're capable and that's what you know how to do,
mm-hmm.
and your carpentry skills are expansive and you have someone that are building the cabinets or whatever, I think you really need to get professionals if you're looking for something to last for a long period of time. Maintenance is good and making it look beautiful. Like landscaping too sometimes can be like a DIY project that makes a house really look good, or a new front porch,
because
it just sets a different tone. But doing anything major, DIY project, I think you need professionals.
Yeah, you can kind of bucket as there's maintenance, there's renovation, and then there is structural, right? Yeah. Maintenance, pretty much anybody with YouTube can figure out.
And time. Right?
In time. Yeah, YouTube and time. Renovation, it's like, if you really want to commit and this is what you're going to do over the next like few months, fine. Structural, you really should leave it to professionals. I have one client that has had the audacity to take that on himself. But he is an MIT trained engineer. He works on like very advanced physics for the US government. Mm-hmm. So like this guy is smart enough and handy enough that he could probably hack it. But everybody else, like, you know, stay away from that.
Yeah, makes sense. Totally.
Yeah. Okay. We're going to take a quick break and then we'll get a question from the audience. Did you know that Paige and I aren't just your favorite real estate podcast hosts? We're also pretty darn good at our day jobs too. With over 30 years experience and $1 billion sold in Greater Boston, we're real estate agents you can trust. If you're buying or selling a home, reach out to us at contact@yatesboston.com today. Okay. From your experience working with buyers and sellers, have you seen cases where a DIY project helped the home sell faster? Or on the flip side, where a poorly done renovation hurt the sale?
Yes.
Which one? A helped or hurt?
Hurt.
Okay.
I think that there are a lot of homeowners that as they're getting ready to sell their house, they want to slap a coat of paint on.
Mm-hmm.
And there are people that have done that, but in doing it, they never put tape along the molding. So the moldings have the same wall color paint. You can see where they've just kind of brushed over.
Yeah.
And I think people—
they didn't watch the YouTube video.
Well, and the other thing too is people get concerned when they think people have done their own renovations and not done them well.
That's right.
So if it hadn't been sloppy paint job, they might have gone, okay, this looks nice. But when they see a sloppy paint job like that, they question other things that the homeowner said they've done.
100%. If you have jerry-rigged anything in your house, you need to fix that before you put on for sale, because even if it's just, I don't know, duct tape over an outlet, right?
Yeah.
People see that and it raises red flags, even if that is the full extent of what you have jerry-rigged. So just take care of that, because people will just not forget it or let it go.
Or even like a piece of tape on a doorknob, right? You know, is that doorknob broken? Is my kid going to get locked in that room and or my mother or whatever, and they're not going to be able to get out?
Right. By the way, doorknobs are a good DIY project.
Yeah.
They're very, very doable.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying, don't tape on a doorknob. It's probably not a good idea.
Yeah. But if you have a doorknob that needs duct tape, then just swap it out. It's like $30.
Yeah. Anyway.
Well, thanks for the awesome question. If you're a curious cat and would like your question to be considered, you can just send us an email at contact@yeatsboston.com or slide into our DMs at Yeats Team Boston.
That's it for this week. Be sure to tune in next week wherever you find your podcasts. If you like this, be sure to like, subscribe, and give us that 5-star review. You can also find us on Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok at Yeats Team Boston or on the web at yeatsboston.com.